Module 6, Planning Part 1. Congratulations, with a completion of the SOW, Planning Worksheet, and Project Charter, the initiation phase is complete. Now it's time to plan the nuts and bolts of your project. When building your plan, remember, everything in the plan is a prediction. The only fact that you know for certain is that your plan is definitely not 100% right. Contingency needs to be built in to cope with the uncertainty. Managing expectations. Each stakeholder and each project team member will have different expectations. As the project manager, you need to manage all of them. Unmanaged expectations will cause conflict and can cause the project to fail. Expectations fall into four main categories. Expectations for each area should be addressed in the Statement of Work, Project Planning Worksheet, and Project Charter. Periodically reviewing these documents is important. Key checkpoints should include: does everyone involved have the same understanding of the project? Clarify responsibilities as assigned. Clarify the outcomes and time frame. Clarify the requirements and budgets. Understand the budget and schedule linkages. Communicate to everyone who is relevant, creating a task list. To begin the nuts and bolts planning process, you must first make a list of all the tasks that are going to be done. Let's say you are going to paint a room. Tasks might include: get paint samples, choose a paint color, remove all furniture, take off trim, paint trim, apply first coat, apply second coat, put trim back in, put all furniture back in. How detailed the task list becomes is up to you. We suggest writing the task list in the way that you will accomplish it. For example, if you are going to apply the first coat of paint yourself, you may want to include all steps, such as crack filling, sanding, taping, etc. If, however, you are contracting the task out, apply the first coat may be the only item you need to monitor. Your painter probably wouldn't appreciate being micromanaged. Estimating time. When building your schedule, never guess times. Gather the most reliable information possible and use a scientific formula to get the best estimate. The better your estimates, the more reliable your plan will be. This formula is considered the standard for estimating time. Optimistic time plus 4 probable time plus pessimistic time. Probable time, optimistic time, pessimistic time, calculated time best estimate. First, make a table, list your tasks, and fill in the estimated time for each. We have numbered our tasks in the example on the next page for easy identification. Time can be listed in minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, or years. You should keep the same time scale for each task. Estimating resources. Now that the task list is complete, it's time to decide what resources will be used to accomplish the tasks. In project management, resources means people, materials, and money. For now, let's just focus on people and materials. We'll look at money in a moment. A common method of resource listing is to list the tasks, estimated time, and resources required, all in the same table. We have started an example here. How detailed you get with your resource list is up to you. For people resources, make sure you include all people who are going to be spending their time on the project, even yourself. Estimating costs. Our next step is to add cost information to our table. Make sure to include salary information for everyone, even project team members, and to include line item cost information for each material resource. If you are doing a home project as we are here, salary information will not be necessary. Case study. Rebecca met with Josie, the team's project manager, about the estimated time that it would take to get customer feedback. Josie said, "I can see that you've put a lot of hard work and effort into this, but can I ask you how you calculated the estimated time?" Rebecca said, "I'm glad you brought that up. I got the estimate by using the same amount of time it took me on the last project." Josie said, "Often the amount of time a task takes on one project isn't the same as it would take on another project. This could lead to a tight deadline that can cause frustration for the team and stakeholders. Let me show you a formula that will help." Rebecca and Josie inputted the optimistic time, probable time, and pessimistic times into the formula to get the best estimate.